You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news. We're going to start a new series this evening. We're going to be doing the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. The Epistle of Paul to the Romans. And we are going to go through this epistle and see what the Lord wants us to learn from this epistle. So I hope you are all excited. I hope you have your Bibles and follow along with me as I go through this epistle. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this another opportunity to bring forth your word. We thank you that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is able to bring the transformation in the hearts of men. So we just thank you, O God Almighty, that you see it fit, O God, to call us at a time like this, Almighty God, to glean from your word, O God, and to go forth as ambassadors to do your will. Father, we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit presence with us. We thank you that we are not alone. We thank you, Almighty God, for all those listeners who are listening this evening, all those who are taking notes, all those, O God Almighty, who have purpose in their hearts to follow you wholeheartedly. We pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit will continue, O God, to keep us and to guide us into all truth. Father, we look to you this evening. We know that you are with us, Almighty God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We just thank you right now for your hands of mercy that rest upon us continuously. And we thank you right now for your word which will go forth, that your word, O God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, will, O God Almighty, enlighten the pathway of your people, O God, so we will not stumble on this journey. Father, we just thank you again for this privilege, O God, and we thank you, O God, that we will listen to your word and purpose in our hearts to do them. So we thank you and we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. Praise God. The Epistle of Paul to the Romans. And this epistle was written while Paul was in Corinth in AD 57. The Epistle of Paul to the Romans is placed first among his 13 epistles. And epistles mean letters in the New Testament. Romans explore the significance of Christ's sacrificial death. So Paul records the most systematic presentation of doctrine in the Bible. This epistle to the Romans is more than a book of theology, but a book or an epistle of practical exhortation to the brethren in Rome at that time. And also, these words are still applicable to us today, people of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is more than truth to believe. It is also a lifestyle to live. So we have to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to understand his sacrificial death. We have to understand that he rose again. We have to understand that he lives to intercede for us. We have to understand that he's coming back for us. And because of that, we are going to live a life holy and honorable to his great name. So we are to live a lifestyle of righteousness which befits those that are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Paul in this epistle discussed the essence of sin, the salvation accomplished on the cross, the union of the believers with Christ Jesus, and how the Holy Spirit works in the life of the believer to promote holiness. Paul wrote in this epistle the place of the Jewish people in God's plan. So Paul wrote in this epistle the place that the Jewish people have in God's plan. He also deals with Christian ethics in this epistle. So there's a standard by which Christians need to live by. So he also speaks of that in this epistle. Paul exhorted the church to be united and avoid dissension. This epistle outlines and shows the gospel in relation to the Old Testament promise and the Mosaic law. So this epistle outlines and it shows the gospel in relation to the Old Testament promises and the Mosaic law. Paul placed a great emphasis on righteousness and justification in this epistle. It is in such detail, which is not found in other New Testament writings. So we are going to go through the epistle of Paul to the Romans, and we're going to see how the Apostle Paul, the servant of God, what he wrote to the Romans and how relevant it is for us in this time. So we are going to go through at this time, starting at chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. The word of God said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So Paul introduced himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, called by Jesus to be an apostle. An apostle is a sent one who is sent, a special messenger of Christ. So Paul was a special messenger to the Gentile, but he was also bringing that good news to whoever he comes in contact with, whether Jew or Gentile. So Paul was sent on the special mission. So Paul was set apart unto God to bring or to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And Acts 9:15 tells us, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way. And this word was, the Lord was speaking to Ananias at that time, who was called to go unto pray for Paul that he would receive his sight. Remember, Paul was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church. Paul was the main persecutor of the church, the early church. But he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the way. A light shone from heaven in Acts chapter 9. You can read that. And the Lord spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So we see here that Paul was blinded and he was there for 3 days without sight. So the Lord sent Ananias, a servant of God, to pray for him. So the Lord was speaking to Ananias in this verse, Acts 9:15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel, speaking of Paul, unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings, and the children of Israel. So the Lord told Ananias that Paul is a chosen vessel unto him to bear his name, to bring forth the good news of salvation to the Gentiles, to bring forth that good news to kings and to the children of Israel. So Paul was a special messenger of God, given that special assignment to be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, the word said, which he had promised before by the prophets in the holy scriptures. Verse 3, concerning his son. So there were promises made in the holy scriptures, promises made by the prophecies that were written in the old covenant concerning his son, concerning Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. So Jesus came through the genealogy of David according to his humanity. So in human form, he was from the family of David. The word tells us in Jeremiah 23:5. This was one of the prophecies of Jeremiah. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So we see Jeremiah prophesied about the coming Messiah. We also see Isaiah prophesying also about the coming Messiah. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 9, verse 7. The word of God say, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So Isaiah also prophesied of Jesus Christ, who will be on the throne of David, the throne of his father David. So this speaks of Jesus coming from the genealogy of David. Isaiah 11:1-2 also speaks of Jesus' genealogy coming through David. And the word of God said, and there shall come forth, Isaiah 11:1-2, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And we know that Jesse was David's father. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. So Jesse's root is David. So this branch coming out of David. So Jesus came from the lineage of David. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord rest upon Jesus. The word tells us that the Spirit of God came upon him without measure. So there was no limit to the Spirit that rested upon him. So we see the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord was upon him. So we see it clearly, people of God, as Paul was writing to the Romans, speaking of Jesus Christ, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who was made, who came through the seed, came through the lineage of David, according to his humanity. Verse 4 of Romans chapter 1, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Paul speaking of Jesus, declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. His resurrection from the dead proved that he is the Son of God. With power. He came forth from the dead with power, according to the Spirit. So we see, people of God, the Holy Spirit raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. In Romans 8:11, the word of God said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. So it is showing that it is the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. So Paul said, Jesus is declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness that raised Jesus from the dead. Paul said, if he dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, so we can live a life of holiness. By the Spirit of holiness who lives in us, we can live that life of holiness, pleasing to our Master, pleasing to Jesus Christ, the resurrected God. So we give thanks to God for giving us the new life that we now have in Christ Jesus. And through the Holy Spirit, we can live a life pleasing to God, pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ, bringing honor to his great name. He is the one who has called us and ordained us, and he has called us to go and to show forth his glory and his praise, to be the ambassadors that he has called us to be. And we can only do that by his Spirit, his quickening Spirit, who makes us alive in Christ. He makes us alive. He quickens our mortal bodies, makes us alive, alive spiritually, alive physically, alive emotionally, alive mentally, alive socially. We come into a state of well-being because of the Holy Spirit who lives in us and quickens our mortal frame, our mortal body. Verse 5 of Romans 1. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. So what Paul was saying, that by Christ Jesus, we have received grace, unmerited favor, and apostleship. We are sent with the good news. We are sent with the good news for those who hear and obey unto faith in Jesus Christ among all nations for his honor, for his honor, for his name's sake. So we are going to go with the good news of Jesus Christ wherever he sends us. We go with that good news. And those who hear and put their faith in Jesus Christ will come to that place of having eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we are to go among all nations. So the gospel is not only for some people, but for everyone. Everyone who are willing to hear and to put their trust in Jesus. So we are called to go. We are called to receive the grace that he has given us. We are called to receive the apostleship. Those who are called to be apostles, who are sent, we are called to evangelize. We are called to be evangelists, to go. All of us are given the gospel of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. We are all given that ministry. So all of us are ministers. All of us who have put our trust in Christ are ministers of reconciliation. So we are called to go with the good news of Jesus Christ. Tell others about him. Tell others about him wherever the Lord places us. Go and tell others about Jesus Christ, that he alone saves. Jesus Christ saves. There is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. So let us go in obedience to his will and go to all nations and declare the good news, bringing honor to his great name. Verse 6. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. So Paul was speaking to the Romans. He was saying to them that among the nations, the Romans are also called unto Jesus Christ. God is now also calling people from every nation to come to his beloved Son and receive eternal life. So as Paul spoke to the Romans then, God is speaking to us now, calling people from every nation to come to Jesus Christ and receive eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but through the name of Jesus Christ. But faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we must hear the word of God and purpose in our hearts to live by his words. Verse 7 of Romans chapter 1. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul was saluting all the brethren in Rome. He called them beloved of God, who are called to be saints. He declared grace and peace over them. Unmerited favor. That's what grace is, unmerited favor. and peace. That peace there means shalom, which means wholeness or a state of well-being. That's what he declares over God's people from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what God is declaring over us today, people of God. He's declaring his grace over us, his unmerited favor to each and every one of us who are called by his name. He's declaring his peace over us at this time, his shalom, his state of well-being, the wholeness that comes through Jesus Christ. Only he can make us whole, people of God. We are all broken in some areas of our lives, but Jesus Christ has come to mend the brokenhearted. He has come to set captives free. He has come to open prison doors. He has come to make the lame walk and the blind see. Jesus Christ has come to make us whole. And the word is just telling us today, as Paul declared over the Christians, over the saints in Rome, grace and peace. The Lord is also declaring that same grace and peace over all those who will hear him this evening. Are you hearing his voice declaring grace over you this evening? Unmerited favor and peace, his shalom, his wholeness, his state of well-being. That's what the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ is declaring over us today and always. Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So Paul was thanking God through Jesus Christ for the saints in Rome, because their faith is spoken of. They were holding firmly to their faith, and it was spoken of throughout the whole world. People of God, we must hold on firmly to our faith. We must be steadfast, unmovable. We must be rooted and grounded in our faith, that nothing will move us. So Paul was thanking God for these saints in Rome, that their faith is spoken of. They were holding firmly to their faith in Jesus Christ. We must make sure that our faith is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, the beloved Son of the Father, filled with grace and truth. Verse 9 of Romans chapter 1. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer. So Paul was writing to them in this letter that as God, as his witness, was there to say that without ceasing, he always prayed for them. So he was saying that I am always praying for you, saints. That's what he was saying to these saints in the letter that he wrote to them. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. I'm serving God sincerely. That's what he said. I'm serving God sincerely in proclaiming the gospel of his Son. So God knows that I also pray for you unceasingly. I don't stop praying for you. And people of God, we also should be praying for one another. We should also pray without ceasing, making supplication for the saints wherever they are. Wherever they are, we should call in on the Lord on behalf of the body of Christ, calling for the Lord's mercy and grace to fall upon each member of the body of Christ, and for his saving grace also to reach those that have not yet put their trust in Jesus Christ. The word of God said that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we are to also remember to pray for those who are not yet saved, that they also will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Verse 10, of Romans chapter 1. Making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. So Paul was saying that he was making requests unto God that by any means now at last he might have a favorable journey by the will of God to come and to see the brethren in Rome. So his desire was to really come and see them. He has not yet visited Rome when he wrote this letter. So his desire was to come and to see them. So we see here Paul's continue to make requests unto God to work it out for him so he could take that journey to Rome. Verse 11 of Romans chapter 1. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. So Paul was saying that he was longing to see those brethren in Rome so he could share some of his spiritual gift with them, that they may be strengthened or established in the faith. So we see, as we reference 1 Peter 4:10, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So as we have received the gift of God, we are to go and to impart this gift to others, to help others to grow up in Christ. However the Lord has equipped us, however he has gifted us, it's not for us, but it's for us to go and to build up the body of Christ, to go and to minister these gifts unto others so that they also can be edified, they also can be built up in Christ Jesus. So Paul wanted to come to them and to be able to impart some of his gift with them so they could be built up in Christ Jesus. Verse 12 of Romans chapter 1. That is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. So Paul was saying that he would also be encouraged together with the brethren because they share the same faith in Christ. So we are there to encourage one another on this journey. We are not there to have our gift and saying this gift is mine, but this gift is to share among the brethren, to impart to each other, to bless each other, to build up each other so that we all can come to that stature in Christ, that stage of maturity in Christ Jesus. So the gift is to encourage and to build up one another in the faith so that we can be established in the faith, rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. So God bless you here this evening. We have come to the end of this session. We'll continue next week in Romans chapter 1. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And I trust that as you go through, you will continue to seek the Lord. And he will give you insight, more insight into this epistle of Paul to the Romans. We are going to pray and close. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your words to us this evening. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us and help us to continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And continue to study the word of God. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Blessings, blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time.